Stockholm is a state of minds. We talking about the culture, so come and feel the vibe. You gon' have a good time. We helping you to see it. So much to do when living in Stockholm, Sweden. Yeah, yeah, let's go. Stockholm is a state of minds. Hey, Stockholm is a state of minds. Yeah, we break it down like this and like that. Welcome to the podcast. Stockholm is where it's at. Let's go.
Welcome to a new season of Stockholm is a State of Minds, the only podcast you need to become Swedish. I'm Maria Fogelström.
And I'm Philip Rohr, and we are the new hosts of this podcast. And we're looking forward to many interesting episodes during this coming year.
We have created this podcast for you who have moved to Sweden to learn more about your new home country and to hopefully make you feel welcome here. Philip, you have moved to Sweden from the US to start a new life here. Please share with the listeners how you ended up in Stockholm.
Yeah, the story goes back actually exactly 10 years when I studied one of my final semesters of uni in Stockholm. And I knew very little, next to nothing, about Stockholm. I actually had never even been to IKEA. And I arrived in Stockholm, and as soon as I left, I thought, I think I could live there. And so I think there are lots of sort of ingredients and the recipe of how I ended up here. But a lot of it goes to making really good friends, even in a short time, and seeing maybe ways I could also contribute to society and not just consume the city. So 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, my wife and I moved here, but from Estonia. So we moved to Tallinn first and then to Stockholm. So that's how I, very briefly, how I ended up in Stockholm. Maria, you've lived abroad yourself. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about your background and experience abroad?
Yeah, I often identify with newcomers in Sweden because I lived like 15 years abroad. So I left a big part of my heart there. And I think one thing is important to understand is to put yourself in a role where you come as a newcomer into a new country to understand what kind of problems or difficulties or challenges you face.
I know we're both quite excited to be hosting this podcast now. And I personally think we have very interesting conversations in the Fika room. So it will be nice to, you know, invite people into a room together and really talk about some of these topics that we like to discuss, but actually have some structure and send it out to a larger audience. So I know there's an entire episode of you talking about your work at Stockholm's Akademiska Forum, but I thought it would be good to start with just a little more about your background for those of the people who are new to the podcast.
Yeah, sure. Well, I have been the manager for Stockholm Academic Forum for 10 years now. And my mission when I came there was to make the academia more international. So I've been working with that in different ways during these years. But actually, my academic background is, my major is in musicology. And then I also studied political science and history of religions. So, and also journalism. But in my professional career, it's very international. I have been an expat myself, 3 years in France and 12 years in Brussels. So I think starting the dual career network was a natural thing to do, since I easily identify with expats or understands how it is to be international in a new community. We already have published an episode about the Stockholm Dual Career Network that you can find where you find our podcast. And that episode is called A New Community in International Stockholm, where we tell everything about the Stockholm Dual Career Network. So if you're interested in that, listen to that episode.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that was a bit about my background. And you, Philip?
Yeah, you know, 10 years ago, I studied in Stockholm. It at the time seemed quite random. I was looking at study abroad programs here. I originally grew up in the US, and I was looking for programs all around the world and actually happened upon Stockholm. It was a small liberal arts program, and I thought, this is actually a great fit. But I honestly knew very little about Sweden. So I came here and in a lot of ways, changed my life, not to sound cheesy. But here I am 10 years later, living in Stockholm. And I originally moved to Europe in 2019 to Tallinn for my wife's master's program. Mm-hmm. So I followed her to Tallinn for a year and a half and then moved to Stockholm 2.5 years ago. So still new, but not a newbie, I would say. So really settling in, and I work, like you know, I work at Stockholm's Akademiska Forum. And most of my days I work with Stockholm Dual Career Network with a program that we have called Stockholm Dual Career Network Academy. And also I get to meet various companies to talk about partnering with us. So
I think it's perfect. I'm so happy that you're at our office, because you do the work with the Dual Career Network, and you're in the same time you are the target group. So it's a perfect perfect fit, I think.
And I somehow have worked at three different Swedish organizations in the last 4 years, both in academia and university, in the private sector, and now sort of in some ways marrying the two, working with different international people who come here. It's quite fun. Yeah.
Really good.
So the name of the podcast, Stockholm is a State of Minds, is quite interesting to me, because you hear the phrase, something is a state of mind, but I know people have told us, oh, wait, is that a typo? So tell me a little bit about where the name comes from. Stockholm is a state of minds, plural.
Yeah, so we always get that. No, it's not an S there. So I know, but that was also kind of meaning of it. We wanted to wake something within people. So we create it. It's on purpose. We have put an S on it, because actually in Stockholm, we have 18 universities and we wanted to create a catchphrase for all of them and to make them and us all to get a feeling of togetherness. So since mind can mean so many different things, it's a very good word that describes Stockholm, with all different universities, different people, everything you can find here. So it's just was the most perfect way of explaining it, by saying that Stockholm is a state of mind. Hey, Stockholm.